This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission has only days left to approve a new congressional map. If the commissioners can't unite behind a single proposal, then a map drawn by nonpartisan staff with commission input will be submitted instead. But CPR's Megan Verlees says it's clear commissioners want to avoid that.
What you hear from them also is a real understanding that they are the first commission to do this. And if they don't get to that supermajority, I think they'll feel that they failed. They carry that weight on their shoulders. And I think it will play out a lot in these final discussions and how much people are potentially willing to compromise with each other, that they really want to be able to put their stamp on a map.
That's CPR's Megan Verlees. The commission has until Tuesday to agree on a map. Human-caused climate change is intensifying the 20-year drought that's plaguing Colorado and the Southwest. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakas reports.
Without stringent climate mitigation, the region will continue to warm, and increased temperatures likely mean drought conditions will stick around, even if there's an average amount of rain and snowfall. That's according to a new report from a group of scientists working with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It finds human-caused climate change is expected to continue to impose, quote, enormous costs on the roughly 60 million people who live in the Southwest. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakas, CPR News.
The trial starts today for a man who crashed his semi-truck on I-70 in Lakewood 2 years ago. Rogel Aguilera Mederos says his brakes failed while driving east out of the mountains. He faces 41 charges in the incident that killed 4 people and injured 6 others. That includes assault and vehicular homicide. This is CPR and KRCC.